Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a serial killer, Sam's wedding, and Nut Day. It's all coming up right after this.
Jeff Rothman is our guest. Jeff is a fine comedian.
I actually had to do that once.
What?
Be a pallbearer. And that, that's heavy.
Yes,
that's a heavy job.
Yeah, I actually had to go to a funeral, and I was asked to be a pallbearer, and I always a pallbearer. Never the corpse. Never the corpse.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Tom. You just made a reference to the great show, The Dating Game.
Yeah.
Did they ever do a gay version of that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, they would now, sure, but...
Right.
Are you unaware of the times that were back then?
There was a Bachelor-type show on a few years ago.
That's right. I remember that.
But The Dating Game was just so ridiculous. But it was fun. And a number of eventual movie stars appeared in The Dating Game.
Mm-hmm.
John Ritter?
Yeah.
I believe he was on it.
Yeah, yeah. Had a great theme song.
Wasn't there a killer on there, too?
Yeah.
Well, like Richard or Ramirez or something?
Yeah,
something like
that. Like a serial killer guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
He's from Northern Ohio. He keeps his neighbor's dogs on a stick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Theodore Bundy.
We're in law school, and the teacher tells us to say after class.
He was pretty charming. He probably got picked.
It was Rodney Alcala.
Oh.
What'd he do?
Serial killer.
Did he win?
Did he win?
Was he?
Did she live?
Was he the one?
He was a winning contestant.
Oh, gross.
Really?
Yeah.
What a monster.
He represented himself in court.
That's always a Your Honor, move. My client is an idiot.
Boy, this guy was a total monster.
But he was on The Dating Game.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, good.
And won.
I wonder who the most famous person ever was on there. Brad Pitt was
Maybe
on there.
Tom Selleck.
He was not chosen.
Brad Pitt was on there?
I think Brad Pitt was on there. Oh. Tom Selleck was on there.
Yeah.
Just this year they had Celebrity Dating Games. So
they did bring it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who hosted?
Zoe Deschanel and Michael Bolton.
Oh, boy.
Oh, do you have a magazine called Barely TV delivered to your home? And,
okay, Lord. Well, the reason you brought that up is because Mr. Josh Arnold and Mr. Pat Godwin on the road, huge show tomorrow night, Northwood, Iowa at the Diamond Joe Casino.
Yes.
So walk away from the gaming tables just long enough to check out the show, ladies and gentlemen. It should be amazing.
A lot of fun.
I'll also tell you that our good friend Haywood Banks is at the State Theater at Bay City, Michigan, Saturday night only.
Good venue.
That is a good venue.
And I'll also tell you, he's at the Opera House in Howell, Michigan, November 5th and 6th, and then at the Jukebox, the famous Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, November 19th and 20th. So a bunch of great stuff coming up from a lot of our friends. And a top secret announcement coming soon about a...
when did they tell you you could actually announce it, and when are you going to, and we all get in trouble except you? When is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I can't really say.
Can I guess?
This was just cleared last evening.
Is it a big show? Big comedy show?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greg Hahn, Josh, Mike Armstrong, I think. Maybe Willie. I'm sure Willie's at least two of them.
You hear that? I got a maybe, Willie. What is that?
Rockefeller Center?
The way this is playing out, one of the evenings you can't do it.
Okay.
You're going to be at your brother's wedding.
Ah, what? Got it.
You'll be.
Do I have to go to Sam's wedding?
Aren't you the best man?
No, yeah, I got to be there. That was a silly joke. I was being silly. I'll be there.
Do I have to go?
The world.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
You have to go okay. to this.
If there's anybody here who has any reason that these two should be, let them speak now. Oh, yeah. I've got to get out of here.
Okay, we wrap this up.
Can we speed this up, please?
I got a thing.
Go ahead and do your marriage thing, by the way. Good luck with that.
I do. Let's go.
Is there going to be cake? I mean, let's face it.
You cannot skip this. You got to go to that.
I'm going there.
Okay, but you're not cake.
You can't leave early.
Just check your credit card bill. See if there's a cake on there.
Wait a minute.
See if there's any rooms in Cabo or reserved on your credit card.
Do you know what they're doing? Sam's making his own cake.
Oh.
I've heard the plans about it. This thing is going to be spectacular. I'm very excited.
Sam's a great cook. And of course, for Thanksgiving, Sam makes a roast beef every year.
You have the turkey as well.
I make the turkey.
Yeah, but you've got the roast beef there.
It's wrong.
There's nothing wrong with a little turf and turf.
Yeah. There you go.
Turf.
As long as you're having turkey and you're an American, it's fine.
Okay.
Now, far be it for me to agree with that, but I... roast beef, yeah, not on Thanksgiving. The only thing
I thought you
get
didn't
away
like
with,
turkey.
No, the only I don't. But the only thing you can get away with is like a manigot, something like that.
Like
some pasta. You can do that for a meal.
No.
Or maybe a meatloaf, but not a roast beef.
Meatloaf on Thanksgiving.
That's right,
meatloaf. Your buddy Jess Hooker yelled at me on the Bits and Pieces podcast because I suggested that mac and cheese should be at Thanksgiving. And she says no mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
No, I disagree with her. Mac and cheese has to be there at Thanksgiving.
At the table.
Doesn't Thanksgiving celebrate freedom? You should be allowed to do whatever I say.
I think it celebrates. Wasn't it celebrate indentured servitude and ethnic cleansing?
Today is National Nut Day.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey, that's us.
Woohoo!
Actually,
nuttier than a squirrel turd.
I've been getting a lot of advice about what I'm allowed to eat and stuff. You know,
post
heart surgery. Nuts, number one.
You're not allowed,
which you're allowed to eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're great for you.
They're
yeah.
great for you.
Protein.
But don't get the honey roasted.
No. But I can't get the salted ones.
No, you have to get the raw.
That's fine.
Raw
the nuts
almonds.
Have plenty of flavor.
Tom, yeah, did you notice that someone brought in peanuts and candy corn?
Yeah, Jess did.
You know what? I have to make a public apology to Christy Lee.
Why?
You talked about that, and I scoffed.
Yes.
I tried a handful yesterday.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good, huh?
It's so good.
We had that great story about the...
I still say it's trash.
Yeah, no,
the folks
great.
In Wisconsin making the brats infused with candy corn.
I might like candy corn. Now, I haven't had one individually. I'll try
what
that.
Happened to your integrity, my friend?
You have to have a candy corn and a peanut. You can't just do, you know, or two
Right,
peanuts.
But I need to see if I like candy corn just alone.
Because
I loved
sugar.
It with the peanuts. Loved it.
And as a kid, I don't think I ever had any because it was always... Someone would put it loose in your bag.
We got loose ones also.
Trick or treating, and by you weren't allowed to eat anything that wasn't in a proper bag.
I don't like the way candy corn looks. I never have. Nope. It's like dirty, awful teeth. I don't like it. Or little pylons.
I never thought of it. That way.
Mini butt plugs.
Boy, that
makes it even less appetizing.
That's a racing girl.
They look like mini pylons.
They look like left rear tires.
Mike just brought this in. This concoction. I'm going to eat an individual candy corn and see
how many can you. Put
I don't
in
think
your
you're going to like it.
Okay, what do you think?
Oh.
Kind of chewy.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Alone, I don't care for it.
No way. Because you need
sweet.
The crunch.
They're awful. They're the orange construction barrels of the candy world.
You need the salt and the sweet together.
There we go.
It's like a payday in a jar.
Oh, my Lord.
He's not a fistful.
He's not going to be able to talk for an hour.
Say something.
500 calories.
Where are you playing this weekend?
Diamond Joe.
Sounded like Bogart.
Northwoods, Iowa. That's where we have
okay, well. Oh! The combo's perfect.
Yeah, well, I want to try these brats infused with the
candy corn. I do too now.
I'm sure someone will send them to
well,
us.
Well, our winner yesterday from the Bob and Tom Pigskin Pick'em, Dwayne...
Beckowitz.
Beckowitz said he was going to arrange to freeze some and get them to us. So we'll see if he comes through. If he wants
Dwayne's
to.
A hard-working nurse. You don't want to put him to work sending brats to us?
What the hell's wrong with you? Of course I do.
Okay.
We told him we'd send him some shirts or something.
No nurse is hard-working.
No.
Here we go.
God, I hope you end up face down on the pavement. And as they roll up, the guy goes, well, I say we give it to him enema style.
Here's a peek behind the curtain that Tom hates. One time off the air, Tom looked at me and goes, you need to not make nurse jokes.
Nurses are the best.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're the greatest. Now,
we got a code blue in room 9. I can't. I'm mailing brats to a radio show. Yeah. I can't make it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what you've done, okay?
I spent a lot of time being aided by great nurses, men and women.
Yes.
Huh? Is there anything better than when you're in a hospital, a nurse will look at you and go, they'll pat your arm and go, I'll fix you up. Is that anything better
yeah,
than that?
Yeah, when a doctor does it.
Yeah.
I'll fix you.
Hey, can I get the doctor instead of the guys who flunked out of medical school?
God, I can't wait.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to walk into the hospital where Josh is laid out. I'm going to walk up to the nursing staff and go, whatever you can do to make it hurt more.
You've heard the old saying, those who can't heal, nurse.
Oh, God. This is going to be, there's a lot of damage being done.
I just like the fight.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We have a number of things we have to get to here, but first...
Hey, look what time it is.
Stupid world record.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
You guys pre-gaming like me?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I heard Tom say it was National Nut Day. You should be pre-gaming.
It's National Nut Day, that's correct.
Well, it's the proud mayor of Poundtown, Tom. I hereby declare I want to let people know the parade starts at high noon today. Oh, my God. And our sister city, Tuggytown, is throwing a big bash, too. Oh, and spoiler alert, if you wave at the people in the Tuggytown parade and they don't wave back, don't be offended. That just means they're busy at work and most likely amphibious like me. Swear to God. And for our National Nut Days parade, we don't wave flags, but we do march with tube socks, rags, and glove box napkins. And our annual sponsor, Kleenex, is once again going to provide all the banners and streamers. Oh, and be sure to look for Angel Stinger in the dunk tank. Except we don't call it a dunk tank.
No.
Josh, I'll let you solve that puzzle.
The spunk tank?
Anyways, she always makes enough to cover one car payment and gets free highlights each year.
No.
We'll also have a bunch of midway games and rides. Oh, the Tug Nut 2000 is back.
He is excited.
Yeah, we had two people get hurt last year, though. Oh. Not because they didn't sign the waiver, but they had nut allergies. And be sure to visit the National Nut Day's new haunted house this year. It's a true house of horrors. Swear to God. And much like the house from Amityville, you guessed it, the walls are bleeding. So don't forget, when you enter, please use the back door. Can I get a tape of that? I've been working on this all morning.
On the way, buddy.
The term glove compartment napkins is one of my favorite phrases.
Let's see where. Oh, he was mentioning this nut thing. Today is national. It is indeed National Nut Day. Appreciating all those delicious nuts. Very good. Very healthy. Not too much salt.
Don't you go to that store that has fresh nut butter? You can grind it right there. Make your own nut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'm sorry. We have a world record? I kept interrupting.
Oh, now you want to...
Stupid world record.
Boy, this is more stupid, and it's a hoax on the people everywhere.
Oh, no.
The world's biggest triceratops skeleton...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, it couldn't be the real one.
Has sold for $7.7 million.
Christy's right. If it was a real one, it would have sold for a lot more.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of bones. They think it goes back.
Oh. Yeah, they're alive and everything.
They know.
I didn't think it was a...
Never mind.
How do they
Why do I talk to you people?
Have you seen this thing? It's very obvious.
The skeleton known as Big John is estimated to be 66 million years old.
Big Bad John.
And is certified by Guinness as the largest documented skeleton of a triceratops measuring 23 feet long and 8 feet tall.
Wow. Damn.
It was sold to a private collector by an auction house in Paris. Auctioneer Alexandre Guiqueo said, "It is a record for Europe." The record for the most expensive dinosaur skeleton belongs to a T-Rex sold last year for nearly $32
million. Sue? Is it Sue the T-Rex?
No, it doesn't say if it's Sue or not. I don't think it does. That was sold last year, though. Is the Sue still in Chicago or something?
No, it was here.
The dinosaur skeleton was found in 2014 in South Dakota. It was named after the owner of the land where it was found.
Okay, so this one was found intact.
Private collector. Where do you put that?
And they go on to say that the private anonymous collector is ecstatic that they have this thing. Yeah, you got to have a lot of room.
Yeah, that's a heck of a foyer.
Hey, honey, now that the kids are going off to college, we're going to take over the room and put it in a 23-foot triceratops.
Oh, they're not going to, you know, it's theirs, but they're not going to keep it in a museum.
Do you know much about the triceratops? Have you seen a picture?
Is that the one that the big thing that comes out?
Yeah, kind of like a big fan in the head, yeah. And, of course, do you know what the try as in three, what they, they evolved into?
No. Know what?
The four tops.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even get that.
Triceratops is three, but this is the four tops.
Oh, thank you, chick.
My brain hurts.
Man. You got up early for that?
If you don't like the four tops, move to a different country.
I love the four tops. That's not.
What's your favorite four top song? I bet it's this one. Ready, chick?
A rare miss for me.
I like the first one better.
You don't like Bernadette?
I don't like Bernadette.
Yeah, I like Bernadette a lot.
This is the soul there.
That's a great song, but...
Yeah, no, the Triceratops, as in three tops, evolved into, of course, the four tops.
No, we got it. It was a bad joke saved by a great song.
I like this one better than Bernadette.
Everyone had Levi Stubbs. Who is
those are so good. Okay, I'm sorry.
You come and you go.
I thought you'd enjoy the Triceratops pathetic connection to the four tops.
It's always nice to hear the four tops.
Yeah. Did you see the picture of this Triceratops?
No, it's a skeleton.
Yeah, it's a skeleton now, but there's a picture of it when it was alive with Larry King. instead of having a dog.
He's riding it. He's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's really, really
old man. He was around the wild.
I wonder if they'll keep digging and they'll find the Tricera bottom.
Look at him go.
Oh, are you a Triceratops?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.